Namaste. I always really love this final session of retreat. There's always something wonderful about it, and today is no exception to that. The sunlight is just streaming into the room. It's sun is setting here, and it comes over the houses and opposite. And as it comes over, it begins to turn very orange and, you know, deep red. And the rays are not so that yellow light. They're just kind of more. The whole front room here becomes bathed in this when they're running the clouds, obviously, which is very rare in England. But right now there is this beautiful sort of red orange glow all in this room. And it's wonderful, it really is. And these are the things you'll begin to notice more often as you're awakening deep into the things that are quite obviously beautiful, but the everyday moments of beauty that we tend to overlook and that we see as ordinary. There is nothing really ordinary about any of this. It's quite extraordinary. So, in this session, we do have some time for questions. If anyone wants to ask something or share something, we've got time for two or three questions. So I think you know the drill anyway, but if just in case, if you want to ask, just click on participants and scroll down to the bottom of your participants section and then click on raise hand if you would like to ask or share something. And it can be about anything we've covered in retreat or just anything about awakening in general. So, okay. Sharon, whenever you're ready.
Hi, I can't open the, my Zoom goes, it just operates closing all the time.
No problem.
Okay, I want to thank you so much. And I want to thank Ian and Maggie and everyone. And, you know, it was weird because yesterday I was really like, just like in a different space, and I realized it's the mind that wants to feel good. So today, last night was a rough night, and today's been a lot of crying again. So I don't know what it means to grieve. You know, I don't know what am I grieving for my friend's son, or am I just grieving for my life, or what?
And hopefully you've been able to just allow yourself to be that a little more or a lot more, just to be.
Oh, yes, I'm welcoming it. I say sadness, you're welcome here, because I know these energies have to be seen for them to heal. Yeah. And I'm in the present. It's not like my mind's wandering, but the tears just are coming, and there's so much gratitude, so much beautiful, beautiful love for all of you. And certainly this retreat has brought up a lot. It's supposed to do that. That's so I just want to thank you, and I want you to have a beautiful rest. You deserve it. Thank you
very much. Yeah, I'm not very good at taking time off, so I'm gonna do my best with it and see if I can actually take some time off. So I appreciate that, and I'm really glad you've been able to allow this to just come to the surface. It's you know, naively I thought that retreat when I first went would be this place where I just deepen in bliss and peace, and it is that too, of course, but it's going to also bring up the opposite, isn't it, the experience of the opposite. And if we're even slightly more authentically present to what we're feeling, what we're experiencing, then retreat has been a success. And if it's if we're able to completely just be as we are in this moment, even for a short while, that becomes quite addictive, how that feels, and it just becomes a habit then more and more, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know that I have to know why I'm, you know, the whys are ego, right? Do you have to know why you're crying? I mean, it doesn't matter, does it?
No. It's sometimes it's just the way the body responds, you know. Like for me, there was a massive relief, just a relief of not relief isn't really an emotion, but it was a real feeling of relief that came out in tears of, I just finally can rest, you know, finally not able, not needing to constantly try to change my experience, and just how exhausting that had been, and not realizing how much energy that costs. And if I'm sad, I'll be sad. And as you were saying, it, you just absolutely don't even need to know why. It just, you may have some epiphany later, effortlessly. Oh, it was like that. Oh, but it doesn't really matter, does it? It's gonna go on for as long as it goes on for, and then it will pass.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I have more courage now. I'm not as defensive with the, you know, the defenses are breaking down. I can feel that. So it was a success for sure. And, you know, I'll be in retreat most of the week because I can listen to this. So this is good. And what a beautiful retreat. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for sharing that. Lovely. Okay. Sophie?
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi. I just want to share from last meditation because that was really deep in the sense of healing. And as you were speaking, all this release was happening, and what was coming was this, I can't breathe, which I've experienced before, but so it's like a layer of that particular flavor of trauma, you could say, and, you know, maybe from birth, who knows where it's from, but just letting that be there in the way of utter acceptance again, and just feels like that resistance can't, that was what it was holding back.
Yeah.
Was that kind of, but my thing is that I've been blessed really to go through a lot of these traumatic energies within the system over the years, and and there was this kind of fixation on it as well, that so while there's allowing it to be and to really let it express and be really authentic with whatever's arising, there's also like this kind of not wanting to indulge it in a way where it becomes so sort of, the more you focus on it by allowing it, it grows. And
you need to make a very subtle identity out of being an allower, you know, allowing this stuff to rise, can't it?
Yeah, and there's a sort of, yeah, it becomes a sort of, an identity with it. I didn't feel that now. I just felt this beautiful allowing of it to come, and I feel relief. That's relief. So, but just I'm just saying that as an awareness of, again, there's this sort of not wanting it to become a kind of, a sort of fixation on that kind of expression, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Like unless I'm kind of shaking and crying and flapping and, you know, whatever, which I've done a lot of, that then I'm not authentic, you know. But anyway, that's just, I don't know, that's just a mind thing really, I suppose, because however it appears as it's appearing.
Yeah.
So again, yeah, like I too want to really, I'm so grateful.
Mm.
And thank you so much.
It's a wonderful thing when we can finally be what we are in this moment, because just that very thing is allowing the stuff to come up that needs to, but no, you're not able to kind of identify with it or prolong it in any way. It's just coming up finally, and it can actually be processed and released then, or transmuted, or whatever you want to call it, you know, back into peace. And there's not, it's the perfect balance. It was for me, I could finally just let the stuff arise without ignoring it or pushing it away, but also not getting caught in the story that came with it, you know, that. And it doesn't take very much of that authenticity for it to lift once and for all. And then for it to not even really matter if it hasn't lifted, if it's just still going on in the background, the body can just be dealing with it and you're just being yourself more and more. And it's less and less something I need to get to the end of before I can wake up. And it's more just, I'm already awake and this stuff is just coming up. It's fine.
Yeah, I think that's really important to really acknowledge that you don't have to, because that was the feeling, like there was this sort of massive amount that was just kind of had to kind of go through and put myself through, and that at the end of it there would be the light at the end kind of thing. But
that's right at the end of all my stuff, and stuff never ends then, does it? Because it's just like, are we there yet? How about now? You know, and there's always more that comes from that place. But
And then life itself is bringing you the next challenge or whatever it is, so you're kind of meeting that at the same time. So,
that's wonderful. But, so happy it's shifting for you. It's good.
Yes, and I feel really like the relief of that, and the knowing that just having that meditation with you was just like, I can't describe it. It was like having a divine love saying it's all okay, exactly as it is, you know. And it makes me cry even. You know,
sometimes it takes a physical mouth to say it to us before we really somehow let ourselves experience it. You know, it's just that will just be your constant experience after a while. You'll forget how to push against yourself somehow, you know. And it's literally something we can step into in this moment, isn't it? And hopefully that's what we've been seeing from this weekend, that I can either wait, you know, put awakening out there in the future, or I can step into it right in this moment, whatever amount I'm able to. I can be with whatever is. And then naturally it begins to change, doesn't it? Life will begin to correct itself. All bits of our life that are upside down will begin to turn themselves, you know, what we've been trying to achieve will just somehow start to happen anyway. Because it's really love that we're talking about, isn't it? That which can't reject anything, and it doesn't label anything as good or bad, or, you know, it's just, it doesn't do wanted or not wanted. It just allows everything equally, and that's the essence of love, isn't it? We can all do that right now. We can be that right now. Yeah. Lovely. Wonderful. You look like a completely different person from a couple of hours ago.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, we've got to Claire.
Hi, Ellen.
Hiya, how are you doing? Oops.
I'm all right.
Sorry, I'll figure out what I'm doing with technology.
I was having I think it was after the, as we were coming towards the end of the weekend, sort of this thought, have I done, I've got everything I can out of the weekend. And I've stopped, which I'm very much a doer, and I literally stopped at 3:30 on Friday, and but I found myself drifting off, and thinking, so there was this thoughts then were happening, that, oh, you haven't assimilated, absorbed everything you need to do because you kept drifting off. That's obviously what the body felt it needed to do.
Yeah.
Because in a similar way, I was at dinner time, I was sat outside and there was one stray buttercup in the middle of my lawn, and I'm thinking, well, that's the wrong time of year for buttercups or something. But obviously it feels like it's the right time and it's there. And I suppose in the same way, I've got to, when you did the meditation then and you did the shouldn't and shouldn't, and I went,
Can you imagine if the trees were going well? It shouldn't really get any more leaves right now. I think I've got enough, you know. No, if any more leaves, then I'll just be showing off, you know. I'll be, and you know, the, you know, if my cat was it was sat on me earlier, you might have seen, and he just comes for a cuddle when he wants a cuddle. He doesn't ever say, "Is it all right? You know, is it okay? I'm not putting you out, am I?" He just like knows what he wants and he does it, you know. And yeah, as human beings, we are just so inauthentic at times, aren't we? You know, shoulds and shouldn'ts, and yeah, be like a buttercup instead.
I thought, well, I've stopped obviously, and I've body obviously, and I'll listen to it again, and I'll probably hear it again next time, and what I hear in it next time I listen to it, I'll hear what I need to hear. Yeah. It was obviously, just.
It couldn't have been anything other than it was supposed to be, could it?
No. But you know, we got that thought, like you've set yourself up to do this weekend and you've done everything right, and then you've gone to sleep at times or dozed off or drifted off in it. You just wasn't, shouldn't, shoulds and shouldn'ts. No more shoulds and shouldn'ts.
And if they arise, let them arise. Yeah. Even the shoulds and shouldn'ts can be there. We're not going to identify with them.
Yeah. So obviously my body's done what it needed to do.
And probably it needed to just slow down. Yeah. Lovely. Well, thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. Okay, Caroline?
Hi, Helen. Just to say that, to thank you really, but I just wanted to say first that in the last meditation, there was this really building up of an energy again. And then there was some, I don't know, some release and some emotion, and I'm really content and calm. There's a feeling of feeling really contained somehow, very content and peaceful. Yeah, so I've had a wonderful time. I think it's been a brilliant retreat. Been so good. And to everybody for listening, and I know I've talked quite a bit.
It's been good conversation. The questions and the sharings have been so intelligent from everyone.
Sometimes it's just an urgency. I wasn't even going to talk now, but my hand's just on the button.
Good.
I just want to thank you. I feel, I don't know what the word is, I suppose, just full of gratitude.
I appreciate it. It's, something special happens, doesn't it, when we all come together like this, when we all have this time.
It's really special.
And perhaps most of it we can't even conceptualize of the goodness that's happening, the goodness, the good things that are happening, and we don't need to. There's just a quiet shifting of our attitude, our orientation to life, to ourself happening in the background, despite our resistance, as well as, you know, and it just, that energy that builds, you saying, is just coming up. Your body is there to transmute this energy into higher frequencies, and it will do that quite well. You know, you'll see sometimes some will come up and then it'll shift back into peace, and there's just more quiet then, isn't there, more contentment. Each time something arises, you let it be, it comes back to peace, and it just adds to your own quietness then.
Thank you, Helen.
You're very, very welcome.
Thanks, everybody.
Lovely. Thanks for sharing. Okay, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing? Good to see you.
Yeah. I just wanted to thank Ian for the beautiful Qigong. I guess is how you say it. I've never experienced that.
I still have to ask him how to say it. I think it's Qigong.
Qigong, yeah.
Something like that.
Just a very beautiful, relaxing, coming from a, you know, my 30s, I thought I needed to run marathons. And, you know, I thought I needed to work really hard to, when I move my body, and it just feels so relaxing and so nice, and just a kind of a, anyway, I'm going to keep going with this classes if I can. I'm on that.
We'll be, just while I remember, we'll be sending out an email with some details and things like that afterwards. You know,
And I can use the videos.
It's a beautiful moving meditation, isn't it? It's not everyone can sit still so well, you know, and that's how we are.
Yeah, it was very beautiful. And I don't know that I ever would have thought it out on my own. So it was a really good to do that. And so I've been, we had the ego thing and solving the ego in July. And each time, you know, I connect with the noumenon, and it's always tears of joy, tears. I mean, I'm just walking around in tears all the time. You know, I see a rose and I'm crying. just like, what's wrong with me? So I kind of relate to Sharon in that way, in many ways. But, and then along comes something and it blows up and I feel this intense ego stuff. And then I get over it, and then I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling calm, and things are good. And then something else comes, so I'm like, okay, well, something's going to come again. But I can see now the healing. You know, it's when things, the ego comes back, I'm like, I can see it so much more clear.
Yeah.
What's going on, and where I'm contributing to all this, and where the beliefs are. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I can see. So it's been really, really good. The ego backlash just kind of just throws me on the floor, and I'm just like, it's just so up and down. You know, I just feel like I'm on a roller coaster at times. But
it gets easier as you get to less and less that you're expecting this to come to an end. Like, I remember at some point, there's an acceptance, this might go on forever. Meaning stuff might just come up the rest of this body's existence. And as much as I hated to kind of face that at first, there was quite a piece in it, like, okay, well, if that's how it is, maybe I'm only suffering because I've been trying to get to the end of it. As we're saying with Sophie, you know, like pieces at the end of it. But, you know, if you see pieces available right now, pieces enough in itself, it's not always going to come with vibrant joy, maybe, or, you know, overflowing love. It might just be peace or an inability to suffer. Even when some heavy stuff is coming up, more love, more compassion for the whatever we're feeling, right? It's just gets easier. Yeah,
and I can see so much with so much clarity at, you know, I mean, it happens, and then I can see it with such clarity that it's like, oh, you know, so it's not so I don't know. In the end, it's almost good, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you never choose.
I mean, it feels good. Yeah, it just feels like, oh, okay, I see what's going on. And so, it's been good. We've been. I'm on the West Coast in Oregon, and it's been a really interesting experience talking about breathing. I mean, our air quality is beyond hazardous right now. And we're not burning up right now, but very close by. So, it's just interesting what the world is bringing right now.
You know, right where you are right there, you are doing the best thing you can right now for everyone around you, you know, for the planet. So all of us are, it needs to be said, just coming together like this and making a slight effort to be more authentic to ourselves, to recognize our real self, it's going to have a shift. You know, it's going to have an effect. And it's, I think it's a particularly our challenge in our lifestyle, isn't it? You know, we can't always run off to an ashram or somewhere to have a retreat, and our retreats end up being right in the middle of our life like this with everything that's going on. And quite often there's a lot going on inside, outside, you know, it's and to still be committed to the retreat, to your own awakening during that is wonderful, because it's the best thing you can be doing.
And what else is there to do, really? I mean, ultimately, I can't even go for a walk, which is my, you know, I like to take my dogs out for a walk. That's my favorite thing to do. And I can't even do that right now. So it's, you know, well, I can be here. Yeah. And that's, thank you.
Well, perfect timing then. Yeah.
Well,
make sure you stay safe and do the best you can to look after all of you.
Yeah. Yep. Taking care. Keep breathing. Yeah. So, thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Our thoughts are with you all, definitely. Thank you. Lovely. Okay. So, just a few things. There we go. Just a few things I want to wrap it up with before we bring this to a close. It's always a little bit bittersweet, the end of a retreat, or at least it seems to be from the feedback. It's like, you know, mixture of few, I made it through. I didn't actually explode or implode or something. And then a sense of it ending. But I'd like to remind you again that retreat is not something you're doing. It is something that you're being, something that you are moving into. And again, with our meditation, with our whole retreat, we're living a particular way. That's all we're doing ever in our authentic practice, is coming to some clearer recognition of what we are, that which is unable to reject anything or to judge anything, even when our mind or egoic sense of self is judging. The self isn't going to say that should not be. It's just going to completely allow that. And you already have everything that you need to wake up fully in this lifetime. And the fact that you're hearing these words right now means it's already in progress. It cannot be stopped. It's just a matter of how much we push against what is happening. There is only one reason you would find yourself in a retreat like this, and that is because the longing, the desire, the urge, and the courage, and the power, and the commitment, and the devotion to truth is strong enough already. All of you've done is to draw to you yourself the means to have that happen. Every human being is already the self, whether they're conscious of it or not. And it's every human being's birthright to live in constant peace. It is absolutely possible, even with everything that is happening in the world today. And especially with everything that's happening in the world today and at large in general, it is perhaps even more important that we take a stand as our authentic self, without any sense that there is anything that needs to change, without any sense that anything is wrong. Then when we're coming from that completion, that perfection in this moment, then our very presence, our very influence is going to begin to change everything. And if just the beings that are on this retreat right now came to a full and final realization, which is not a faraway thing, then the entire planet would shift. The entire human society would shift. And if we can, each one of us, come to a full recognition of what we are, and maybe just then inspire one person with our presence, with our love, with our commitment, with our wisdom, with our non-judging attitude, then we're going to, this awakening is going to double. And then as it doubles, it's going to get faster and faster. And this is already happening. And yet this is just, your being in this retreat is a mechanism of that. It's part of that happening. There is a massive change happening for humanity right now, more so than ever before. And more so is it possible with the internet, with things like Zoom, as we've got now. We can be from all over the world like this together, in this space together. And I don't want you to underestimate your part in that, that your awakening is the most important thing, as we were just saying, that you can do for yourself, for your family, for the planet, and for humanity. Every time a being has come to an authentic realization of who they are, they have left a profound mark on the planet. And not all of those beings teach or hold satsang. Most of them don't. Most of them just quietly go about their lives, living in harmony and peace and inspiring love and courage and understanding in those around them. And we can all do that. We can all be that inspiring presence in someone's life, in everyone that we meet and come across, whether they're strangers, family, or work colleagues. It really doesn't matter in that way. Nobody ever comes into your life accidentally. They're there for your presence. They're there for your love. They're there for your understanding. And maybe you're the only person they'll ever meet that won't judge them, and that won't judge, won't need anything from them. And there's something so extraordinarily healing about that. And I would really, really urge you to not allow yourself to feel that there is anything different at all between you and me. I don't want you to put any distance or difference between myself and you, or any separation. I just want to remind you that I'm not outside of you. I am inside of you, telling yourself what you need to hear to inspire you to continue your deepening, your seeing. Right now, already, you are that. And you've never not been that. And it's constantly, that self is constantly on a seeing, an ever deepening seeing. And the result of that in the body and the mind, when that reflects in the body and mind, it looks like somebody waking up to truth. But really, it's just you're seeing yourself clearly, clearer and clearer. Never ever assume that you've seen it all, even though it will feel like a total and complete seeing. Don't do that to yourself. Don't cut yourself off from that beautiful openness, that love, that the self absolutely is infinite, and there is infinite capacity for you to experience ever deeper. But if you made a commitment right now that every day for the rest of your body's existence and beyond, you will experience more peace, love, and joy just by more self-acceptance, more love, more compassion for yourself and for others. Naturally, as you learn how to love yourself, you're going to find it much easier to love everyone else. And then you'll see that everyone else is yourself. And the whole thing just gets a lot quicker, a lot easier. No matter how much we've seen that, it can always be revealed clearer. There is no end to the peace, no end to the love and the joy that come, and to the authentic expression of the self. Each one of us is here to shine the light of the self in a unique way. Every single one of us is going to make our unique contribution to all of humanity, and that needs to be, that will be the outer expression. As the inner perfection is recognized, is going to want to express itself in some authentic way. Don't even need to figure out what that is. It's going to happen. It's probably happening already in some way. So don't put your awakening at any distance. Don't leave it out there in the future. It's not something that's going to happen at some point. It's happening right now, and it's deepening right now. You can be open to a greater seeing whilst already recognizing what you are. That's the perfect stance to be in, to see I am that already, and I can never stop recognizing that ever clearer. That's the natural progression that you're on anyway. So I want to finish by, we have a little tradition. I'm going to see if I can do it without crying, but probably not. If it seems like I've got through that teary stage that everyone's talking about, it's really not true. I just have learned how to keep together better. And really what that is just the sense of beauty, the sense of awe, the sense of wonder that comes with the awakened state, that is. It's very childlike. It's not childish, it's childlike. It's very open, it's very honest, it's very available, it's very innocent, and there is ability to see the beauty that's all around us. And really, that's where the tears come from. And we tend to finish retreats with, I've always tended to read the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, because it completely resonates with my heart, and it really, maybe we'll hear it refresh ears today in this session in a deeper way than we ever have before, because it completely exemplifies what I've been saying in this last couple of sessions, especially that we can literally step into that now, that awakened way of being. And it is literally our choice. Am I being the ego or am I being the self? And there's no point waiting for some future thing to have that to happen, to feel like you can now be the self, you can now live as that. Literally one day I just simply decided to try to live as this as much as I can, and to always be trying to improve upon that. So more love, more compassion, more understanding, more patience for myself, first and foremost. Most of us judge our own selves much more harshly than we do anyone else. And then for everything else, everyone else that I had an argument with inside, had to be, that relationship had to be transformed. And I had plenty of arguments with a lot of beings. So this prayer is quite beautiful, whether you've heard it before or not. I hope it exemplifies that awakened state for you. So St. Francis of Assisi says, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring fear, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light, that where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love rather than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds, and it is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying that one comes to eternal life. So self-forgetting is quite apt, really, isn't it? The all that makes the egoic sense of self push against life, can we just forget and move away from that? And the dying is the dying of our ability to think of ourselves only as a separate, limited, finite being. And you are that unique expression too, but you are so much more. The only thing that's going to die is your ability to think of yourself as a limited being only. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. That's a transformation. That's a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. And just to, nature always has a wonderful example of the awakening process. And you may have said this before, you may have heard this before, so forgive me if I have said this before, but the caterpillar and the butterfly are actually an amazing example of awakening, in that I used to think that the caterpillar went in and built this cocoon around itself. And at some point, while it's in the cocoon, it begins to grow these wings, and then it breaks open the cocoon, and it suddenly is this beautiful butterfly. I was watching this program one time about how it actually happens. And the you probably already know, I don't know, but the caterpillar, actually, inside the cocoon, it dissolves into mush. There is a time where it isn't a caterpillar or a butterfly. It's just, for want of a more scientific word, a mush, a somethingness that isn't any particular shape. And if you're in that mush stage of your awakening, I'm sure you'll totally get, you might feel a bit pulverized and a bit beaten up, but you will come out the other side, take a new shape, and you'll have wings, and you will fly, definitely, and you'll begin to see the beauty of life. I'm not suggesting anybody tries to fly, I have to say that just in case, but you get the point. So it is my highest wish that you can come to a full and final realization swiftly of what you actually are, and that you begin to see yourself as I see you.